In this, my next section, I want a quick look at corporate and business taxation. Of course, the headline rate, which I made reference to yesterday, was the corporation tax main rate is going to be down one extra percentage. So it should have been 25. It's actually coming down to 24. Not all companies can have that, but it'll be most companies. There's a whole group of them for ring-fenced companies and ring-fenced profits, which I won't go into here, which don't really concern us. But that's the key number there. But the real key number was not said, and that is the small profits rate is unchanged at 20%. And of course, that's pre-announced. And the other thing that's pre-announced for business taxation was capital allowances changing, of course, from April 2012. And we've dealt with that quite a bit, and I'll probably have 5 minutes in the tax update series, but no more than that, I would think. The thing that did actually strike me was what the Office of Tax Simplification has been doing. And it published in February, and it's on the Treasury website, and you can just go into the Treasury website and hit OTS, or Office of Tax Simplification, on their search engine, and that will take you down to a sub-site, and there's a lot of good stuff there. And I've actually had a quick read through their February report on the future of small businesses and small business taxation, and I have to say it makes quite good reading and a lot of common sense stuff on administration. But the thing that caught my eye was this consultation to introduce a voluntary cash basis, but only for unincorporated businesses. Now, as we'll see in a minute, the VAT registration threshold goes up to 77,000 in April 2012. And what the Chancellor is proposing to do is to introduce this voluntary cash basis, but only for unincorporated businesses where they've got a turnover of less than the VAT registration threshold, although there is a possibility that he may actually raise it up to 150,000. Now, what that means is that it's not just a straightforward cash basis for turnover, but also a simplified expenses system as well. And that'll include things like business use of cars and business use of home, the sort of things that, you know, we often sort of have banter about in our meetings together. So that looks quite good. But of course, that is only unincorporated businesses. And not surprisingly, the Office of Tax Simplification recommended, and the government seems to have accepted that recommendation, that therefore we are going to need to be able to deal with some businesses that want to turn back to being unincorporated where they are incorporated. And therefore, because there are no current reliefs on disincorporation, the government is also going to be consulting this spring on an introduction of a disincorporation relief, something we've often talked about at the Tax Update series. So there's a little bit of wait and see on that, but there's a bit of a wow factor on that one. So I think we'll watch that one quite closely. Okay, I think that's all I need to say. There are obviously other things in there. Oh, yes, just a quick one on business taxation. I guess this is as much as an investment issue, but we will be talking on the Tax Update series about the new Seed Enterprise Investment Scheme, the SEIS, which is like the Enterprise Investment Scheme, but a kind of a slightly more generous version of it, because it allows directors to qualify for eligible investors in these very small high-risk companies. And that's quite good. And I do propose to pick up on that. So look out for that one, the SEIS, the Seed Enterprise Investment System, and a bit more of that on the Tax Update series.